This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hump day.
It's already hump day. Boy, this week's speeding by, huh, guys? Guys?
Yeah, so fast. Crazy.
Hey, guys. Hey, Hooman, tomorrow we peek for the week. What are you reviewing?
We're reviewing the somewhat anticipated sequel to Jaws called Meg.
Oh, you and Rudy.
Yeah. You excited about that film?
Maybe. Have you already seen it?
I have.
It sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Bryn.
That's too bad.
Well, just from Hooman's tone.
He doesn't seem all excited about it. You can tell when he really likes something.
Yeah.
He's like so excited to tell you all about it.
Sure. I mean, the most exciting thing about that was that he loved going on a date with Rudy.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's date night for the boys. Mm-hmm. Sweet. Yeah. Did Rudy like it? Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
I love Rudy's a nice boy. I love following him on Instagram. Nine Rudy or
no, it's at
Real
Rudy. What is it now?
I don't know. Rudy Ortiz.
It's Rudy Ortiz.
Yes.
I
like
it. I don't need. It's so dumb.
That's not Rudy Ortiz.
Nine Rudy Ortiz is the one. All right. Well, we've told him a few times, but
let's tell him again.
No sense, you know.
Follow him. He's a good follow, and you know, I think I saw a family dinner the other
day. Yeah, I think I saw that too. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
His family looks really nice.
Yeah, they
looks
seem
like my family.
Nice people.
Yeah.
I was actually taken as he swept the table that there were Coca-Cola cans on the table, and I thought, wow, that's trip.
I didn't notice.
People just because, you know, soda is so, that's a treat for me. I can't have that on a regular, can you? Mm. Or do you?
No.
It's a lot of sugar.
It is.
Well, and they say, you know, I would do the diet, but they say that's horrible for you too. Like, yeah soda, I feel like in general, soda should be like third choice. Water, milk, then soda.
Anyway, but that's, you know, there he was. Family dinner. Mm. Go Rudy.
Yeah, it is funny to think that they had like six packs of Coke around.
It's probably very normal.
I don't think it's any big deal.
Really? I think it just took me a little bit by surprise because it's not the way my table looks at home at all.
Do you drink soda regularly?
Not regularly, but John does buy it. Like, I have, what you call it? A ginger ale right here. It's been sitting here all week.
Oh.
But John buys ginger ale, and then he'll take one to work for his lunch. Mm. I don't know, about four or five times a week.
Yeah. I do like carbonated beverages, though. Like,
yeah,
I do, like, I'll grab you know, Diet Barks root beer anytime I can.
When I go to a restaurant, that's when usually I'll have a Coke. And then you know how they will keep walking it. Let me get you a refill. And I have to go like, you need to cut me off.
I've had 30 Cokes at this point.
And this is the whole, this is probably why I noticed the Coke at his dinner post, is that I usually drink the Coke in under a minute.
The first one.
Yeah. I'm usually like,
oh, they're so good. You know, you suck it right down. Like, ooh, soda.
Yeah.
Yum.
Ice cold soda.
Ice cold soda.
Right.
We have like, at our house, there must be 20 things to drink.
Oh,
really?
All sorts of things at our house. Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's shelved just so.
Yes, I can picture that.
With the labels facing outwards.
The labels facing out.
And the stock rotated.
Rotated, absolutely. Let's see, ginger ale, Budweiser, tomato juice, orange juice, cranberry juice, lemonade.
That cool refreshing.
Two rows of water, Powerades.
Oh. Powerades, too.
Yeah, that might be.
Is that like a Gatorade?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's it right now.
Hmm.
Every time I'm at Yvette's house, I feel like I have to restock after I pull
the beverage out. Yeah, you got to pull things forward.
Like, oh, man, I just mess up the whole thing.
Don't mess up the flow.
Because I probably have 20 things to drink at my house, too, but they're all in my liquor cabinet.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, we don't. I mean, other than beer, we don't have any liquor.
Oh.
You
bottle
don't?
Of wine or something?
No, we don't keep liquor in the house.
Oh. Got to go out and get that, huh, Yuse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to make it, you know, it has to be an effort.
Yeah.
Oh. Otherwise, I'll be like, eh, forget it. I don't want
to
go out.
Yeah, it's tough to hop on your phone and order it through.
Hi,
whatever.
DoorDash. can you head to Peninsula Liquor Store and get me some wine? You'll be here in 40 minutes? Excellent.
I'll barely make it.
Thank you so much. Make it two bottles.
You might as well. That first one's going to go down like that first Coke.
Quick.
All right.
I'm going to need a backup bottle.
Thirsty.
Yeah. Really, what kind? I don't know. Any. Just bring it.
Oh, boy.
All right.
The good old day. Vinny, what if you had DoorDash back in the day?
Oh, it would have been fantastic. You know, what I was really just thinking about is, like, I had a bottle stashed in a golf bag and a bottle. I've told you the story. When I tried to get sober that one night, I'm like, I'm going to sweat it out. I'm not leaving the house. I told the missus as she was walking off. This is the way back missus. I haven't had a drink in 14 years. Anyway, so she leaves. I'm sitting there with my dog and we're playing and I look under the couch and there is a giant bottle of vodka. And I'm like, come on. Really?
Oh, right.
Then what happened?
Well, then I drank
it. The vodka.
I'm an alcoholic. Of course I drank it.
Oh, man.
I mean,
the whole
that's actually
bottle?
Heartbreaking.
Of course, the whole bottle.
How long is it like a fifth take? Or what?
Or like a handle.
What are those tall, skinny ones?
I don't
yeah,
know.
A fifth, like 750 milliliters.
Probably that, yeah.
That's a lot. Do you pour into a shot glass and then drink it, or you just
go from
the bottle?
From the bottle?
It depends.
What'd you do that day?
Yeah, what'd you do that day?
I think because she'd gone to bed, I didn't have to worry about a glass. I probably put it in a glass because I, the problem with being
So she left and you got wasted.
A hider alcoholic is you got to be able to handle where your drinks are. Like, I got to get to that and get it put away. So she was asleep. So I was probably drinking from a glass. Like, no worries. Look at me. I'm free. I'm free. I can drink without issue. You know, I don't have to have a bag around it. Dive over the bean bag to.
That's heartbreaking. Actually.
It is.
Why is it so heartbreaking? It's just the way it is for alcoholics.
No, but it's heartbreaking.
Right.
Or that it's gotten to that point.
Right.
Well,
That a bottle under, like, if I found a bottle of liquor underneath one of my couches, I'd be like, who the hell did this? And I'd start the investigation. Like, the last thing I would do is take a swig of it.
You wouldn't drink it on your way to find out
who was
the nice person left it for you?
It wouldn't even occur to me. I would be like, oh my God, who left a bottle of vodka? And like, what the F? I'd have to figure out what happened. I wouldn't assume that it was me and it rolled under there the last time I was drinking.
I was really surprised that I let one get away like that.
Yeah. Like to not remember where all your bottles are.
Right.
You know, you must have stashed it under there like, whoops!
And then went on to the other bottle.
Right.
Or he left the room and found another bottle in the closet.
Yeah, that's the way it is. How'd we get on this? You're all your beverages at your house.
Oh, yeah, beverages.
Oh, yeah, Rudy Ortiz's
Coke.
Follow Rudy on Instagram. Sorry for the aside.
Rudy Ortiz.
We ended up in the weeds.
This is just where we end up. Hello, welcome to the show.
Oh, someone goes, no Tahoe Blue Vodka on hand at home, use that? Yes, absolutely. But then I drink it all.
Oh, it's gone now?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Hey, man. Matt, I'm going to need some more of that stuff.
Well.
Yo, Matt.
You should know yourself. If you keep hard liquor in the house, you're just going to drink it, then you shouldn't keep it in the house.
Yeah.
You know? Because there it is. And there you are all afternoon, like, what do I do now?
I know.
Oh, look, a liquor cabinet.
Oh, it's calling my name. Huh?
Oh, don't worry, drinks. I'm coming.
Right. I'm coming.
I was trying to explain the don't worry drinks I'm coming over the weekend because people were asking me about my show.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, we do this thing on Friday.
Oh, the montage?
Don't worry drinks, I'm coming.
They're like, what?
And I go, yeah, it's gotten to be this big thing where all these different songs. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, me and Yuzette, we yell that at the same time. I tried to explain it.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, well, it is dumb, so you get it.
It's our dumb.
It's our dumb. Yeah, welcome to our dumb. It's not like a kingdom. It's an ardom. Pink is out of the hospital. So I know you guys probably talked about
it. We mentioned it. Okay. Yeah. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is people are giving her crap because there were photos of her on the beach with her kids. Did you guys talk about this?
Yeah, it was. They were shading her, right? Online or whatever, social media, because she had canceled
She canceled
the
Friday show. She struggled through the Saturday show. Mm-hmm. And then she canceled another show or two. And she wound up actually in the hospital.
Right.
But people were like, how dare you be out of your sick bed, I guess, you know, when she took her kids to the beach. So she has been discharged from an Australian hospital. She's been treated for an excruciating gastric virus.
Mm.
She canceled another show that was scheduled for tomorrow night. I think it might already be like tomorrow there now. I'm not sure. So this is just a week's worth of cancellation. She was rushed to the hospital on Sunday morning. Suffering from dehydration and a virus, two further concerts were called off. She, on Wednesday, after being discharged, she announced a cancellation of Thursday's performance, but vowed to be back on stage for this weekend. Basically, there were pictures of her relaxing on an Australian beach with her family while all this was going on. In an Instagram post, she said both her kids had also been ill and that parasite paparazzi had failed to capture her multiple visits to the doctor. You can think whatever you want, it's your right, but I've never taken advantage of anyone in my entire life, she said, defending the Friday postponement while she was at the beach. So coming
that's
to
just
her,
lame. I don't know, think she should, you know what, sitting on the beach requires no skill.
Doing it probably feels pretty good. Like
doing
warm.
A pink show requires the ability to get through and sing all those songs.
And she actually said, I don't need to clear this up, but out of respect for my fans, I will attempt it. I scheduled this tour meticulously, trying to do what was best for my children while also putting on the best and most physically demanding and beautiful show of my life. This break in Byron has been scheduled since 2017 as a way to get outside the hotel in the winter and have some time with my children. I've already been sick twice, kids as well, on this Australian tour. But the first time we got sick, I was able to push through. This time, what the parasite paparazzi don't show you is two doctor visits in Byron on two consecutive days, antibiotics, steroids, Vicks, nose spray, throat spray, more steroids, NyQuil, a screaming baby in the middle of the night every night while mama gives him warm baths and tells her daughter everything is fine. Justin Timberlake actually posted the realest 100%. I'm sorry, sis, but I got to jump in, too. As an artist who's had the fortune of sharing the stage twice on tour with this incomparable badass, once with NSYNC and once as a solo artist, I'm here to tell you, you won't find a harder working, more authentically talented, and more thankful for her place on that stage and her fans than this woman. I'm talking about Pink, obviously. Night in and night out, the woman just brings it. And now, as a parent on tour as well and an artist who loves their fans just as much and wants to give them an unprecedented experience and is currently battling an injury, I guess he's got a sinus infection, and trying to be the dad I want to be as well, I say hats off to you, my friend. I don't know how moms artists like you exist. Go make up some fodder about somebody who's half-assed in it, not a real one. Wishing you full health and a speedy recovery, Pink. Shine on, sis.
Mm. Well, that was nice of him.
Wasn't it?
What a nice boy.
I thought it was very nice, too. And that update is all I've got time for here. I have lots more stuff, and I'll get to it later. If we get to anything today. Jury's out on that. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Bad news for those of you who like to smoke the doobie weed and drive. There may be a pot breathalyzer very soon after
that
these.
That is interesting.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We need fall interns. Email a cover letter and resume to uzette@radioalice.com. We had a great group over the summer. It really, Daniel's staying, right? Yes.
He's going to stay a little
while. He's in there doing
longer.
The I'm staying dance. I think he's having fun here.
but everyone else is like leaving next week.
I know. So we need some fall interns. If you can get college credit for it, we do pay now, which is great. Thank you, Entercom. Send a cover letter and resume. And please check the spelling. Seriously, one spelling thing, and she's like, forgot it.
It's like getting a job.
Yeah, it is getting a job.
Yeah, you need to handle your business.
Yes. Helps to wear a suit when you come in.
does.
Daniel's waving his hands around again.
You don't have to wear a suit, you know, for the entire internship. But when no. you come in,
we
it's
like
kind of
you,
nice.
When you make an effort, yeah. yes. So use that UZETTE at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Koyuchi.
Oh, Koyuchi.
Offering 100% organic cotton sheets. Koyuchi, Koyuchi, online at koyuchi.com.
They're so great.
Yeah.
I love
them. Try their towels.
Try all the stuff, but damn those towels.
They're great.
This morning I'm using my towel. Like, damn, I love this towel.
Did you miss it when you were in St. Louis?
Oh, my God. Yes. Well, and Vinny's made me so paranoid about sheets. You know, I got to pull them back and look and check for bed bugs. And
I don't even do that.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't.
I bring my own stuff.
I'm going to use their stuff, so I check it.
That's not touching my skin at all. You can forget it. Koyuchi or my own sleeping bag or the sidewalk.
Yeah, the guy will sleep on the sidewalk before he'll sleep in a hotel bed. That's just weird, man.
It's not.
So the guy who used to sit down in elevators, he'd just get on and sit down.
Anyway... Here's what's happening
okay. at
6:40 on Wednesday morning. Thanks for being here. Tesla, I should say, Tesla CEO Elon Musk wants to take Tesla private.
Yeah.
Pull him from the market.
So he'd have to buy back all the shares? Is that how that works?
Well, what they say here is he tweeted that he's already secured the money to do a buyback on the stock at $420 per share. They also mentioned he already owns 20% of the stock, so it's not a full...
Right.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't have to go out and get it all. He owns, you know, a percentage of it already.
But then didn't they shut Tesla, the trading on Tesla down?
They did. I saw that, and... I can see how that would cause issues. People are like...
If he's buying it back, I'm buying it. He's going to have to buy me out.
Right. So that can cause issues. But it's interesting because I can see where plenty of companies go. They pursue this IPO blindly thinking this is what you're supposed to do. It's the measure of success. And then they find themselves with one arm tied behind their back because they can't
beholden
do what they do.
Beholden to a board, right.
And having to answer to people who don't know what you do.
Right.
And explain it to them in order to get approval to do... Wait a minute.
And he's such a bitch. Like, that conference call from a couple months ago, which was sort of like the start of the bad press for Elon Musk, where he said, you guys asking your stupid bonehead questions and...
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was saying, oh, I'm so bored. He was like totally just a bitch on
Who
this.
Who was he talking to, the shareholders?
The shareholders. It was like he was conferenced in to one, and they're asking questions, and he's like, I don't want to answer these bonehead questions.
Oh, my goodness.
Just because, you know, they were giving him crap because the car part of it
was
not
good. Well, they
want answers. Yes, they do.
And that's what you're there for,
but
Elon.
So the thing is... I get both sides. If you've invested in a company,
absolutely,
you've given them your money to make them to give
right.
So I don't know who goes to these shareholders. I mean, I have some stock. I don't go to the Google meetings.
Mm-hmm. Probably the people who own the board. I'm sure, right? They must appoint a board, and then they're probably all large shareholders. Yeah.
We were just looking at what it started at $19, and what is it, $350 now?
Yeah, $350 bucks. Yeah. It opened at $19. That was the one to buy
years ago, right?
Oh, by the way, Snap's up.
To what?
Oh, is it?
$13, baby.
All right, really bad. You're 50 cents. Great. Oh my God, don't report it.
Anyway, he wants to do a buyback, and I can see why he does. I can see why he doesn't want to answer questions. I built the company. You're slowing me down.
This is my vision.
I need to make this happen. You should be trusting me, is what he's probably thinking in his head. And they're like, yeah, but you know.
But what about this?
You money.
But what about this?
That gives us say.
Mm-hmm. And it does.
That is the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck on your buyback. Pot breathalyzers.
Okay.
So here's the deal. As we look at a changing reality for marijuana as it becomes legal, and I think we've got it legal in 9 states and...
Canada.
It's now legal in 9 states and the District of Columbia.
Mm.
A company out of Oakland... called Hound Labs Inc. has created a marijuana breathalyzer, and they say this will make the road safer and hold drivers more accountable. There's statistics. Yes, Sarah, your hand is up.
I'm wondering if this is just for people who've smoked it or if you've eaten it, because that's the edibles are such a huge
factor. It measures
factor.
THC.
Period.
So I don't think it is about the smoke. Somehow they're measuring. They say this thing is, let me get it correct because it's really interesting. They say it's like a billion times more sensitive than today's alcohol breathalyzers.
Oh.
A billion.
Damn. It would almost have to be, right? If you had eaten it, how much of that is in your breath?
A 2017 survey by the Colorado Department of Transportation found that almost I think it did start legal there.
They were the first ones to legalize it.
70% of cannabis consumers drove high at least once in the past year. 27% said they drove high almost every day.
Oh, don't drive high.
And there's the bummer. You know, we've done better, I believe, as a society with less drinking and driving, and Uber and Lyft have both helped that, and also big campaigns. Starting in high school,
sure.
People are, you know, taught to figure out a plan. And I still feel like it's a difficult thing because once you're drunk, you've changed your whole headspace.
Right. Everything seems like a great idea.
Well,
I'll be fine.
I can talk to that girl and I could drive.
Yep.
And hold this drink. Watch me do this. Mm. Insert anything.
Mm-hmm.
Handstand on a wall, mm-hmm. whatever.
The old hold my drink. Oh, my drink. Watch this.
Yeah. So anyway, that's Hound Labs has come up with this marijuana breathalyzer, and you'll be seeing it probably this fall.
You know, I wonder if, so it measures THC. So if you're taking something without like just the cannabinoids, what is it? There's certain ones you can take that don't get you high, mm-hmm. period.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if you, because, you know, an hour or two after you smoke a joint, you're straight again. I wonder if it's still in your breath. Like, that to me would be the scary thing. Like, I am not high anymore.
When an individual blows into the breathalyzer, it can determine within a couple minutes whether there is alcohol, THC, or both in the person's system. Since THC is only present in someone's breath during that peak two-hour window after consuming it, the driver is considered impaired when it's detected.
Detected at all.
Right.
God, I wonder if you were at a party and everyone was smoking and you just happened to inhale some.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We hear people say, I got a contact high, but I think that's a dramatic way of saying there's too much pot smoke in this place. I don't think you really get.
No, I certainly would hope that it wouldn't be measurable, but you're saying it's a billion times more sensitive. Like, to me, that's Jesus. The guy next to me at the concert was smoking. I definitely breathed some of that smoke. Scary.
Hound Labs of Oakland.
I'm sure they're testing all this stuff. Oakland, way to go.
They have 10 employees on LinkedIn.
Well, they're about to
have more. Is that right?
I just tried to add 5 of them.
You did?
Yeah, why not?
Right.
Well, if this gets adopted, this is huge for them.
Yeah. Well, and a huge for us. We joke about my history, and I certainly don't have a good one when it comes to drugs and alcohol use. And I've admitted I used to drive all the time. This is 30-something
close.
Years ago. Not close.
Oh.
40?
Oh, what are you, 59?
No, I'm 49.
Oh.
59.
No,
I'm 49.
You guys are screwing me up. Now I'm going to start saying that
no,
later.
No, so like 33 years.
Whatever it is. It's been a long time since I've done that, but my behavior is embarrassing. No doubt. The way that I used to consume and drive regularly. Today, I just feel I'm scared of it, man. I don't want that out there on the road. Do you?
No. Well, I've got kids now.
Yeah.
It really opens your eyes to like, crap, people get hurt all the time with this stuff. Everyone, you know, you're driving a lethal weapon. Let's not drive it when we're impaired.
Right.
Before you move on, I don't know what just happened, but Snap just went down 50 cents back to 12.
Oh,
for God's sake.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
We should never mention it again.
I don't know. It just jumped from 13, like 20 to 12.50.
How about Tesla? 408 says Tesla right now, $376.85.
Yeah, it's going. So that Tesla's up, Snap's down. Anyone want to look up Netflix? That was the other one.
Netflix is actually, man, that would have been the one. I would have doubled, almost doubled my money.
Amazon was the
in
one.
Under a year. No, I'm talking about at the beginning of this year when I made the investment. I looked at two stocks.
Yeah, Netflix was the
Netflix and Snap. And I was like, well, Netflix is at 170 something.
How much higher can it go?
It's at 350 right now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I would have already, you know, I would have been able to sell it already and be like, look at me. I'm in the money.
You wouldn't have sold it.
I can buy stuff.
That's a buy and hold.
Do you want to know? Well, you wouldn't have bought this, but I'll just tell you anyway. It'll make you sad. Amazon 1 year ago was at $980, and today it's at $1,800.
Yeah.
$1,800. You bought Amazon at $200?
Two something.
How happy are you right now?
Really?
How long ago did you do that?
Years ago.
Years ago.
Did you buy a ton too?
No. Are you $200? No.
It was at, oh my gosh, so you bought it in 2013. Look at you, Sarah.
Good job.
260, something like that.
By the way, Snap opened in 1997. I mean, not Snap. Amazon opened in 1997 at $1.73.
Oh, my God. If only we'd bought it in 1997.
Well, who thought an online bookstore was going to go? I mean, don't you want to be in the bookstore? Don't you want to look at the book?
Yes.
Don't you want to see the pages,
book? Well, and who knew it was going to be anything more than a bookstore? I mean, it's in everything now. It's everything.
Bezos knew. That's who knew. He called it Amazon. Clearly he knew. Today is World Cat Day, everyone.
Oh, World Cat Day. Oh, really? What do you do with your cat?
Only 14.
Take a picture.
Sure.
All right.
Only 14% of people say we're a cat person.
I have a cat. I would not call myself a cat person.
I know someone who's not a cat person.
Oh, who's that? Who's not a cat person?
Is it human?
It's human.
Yeah, it's human, not an animal.
His name is Human, Garage Cat.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't know that guy. He's never been in my house.
He won't go because he doesn't like you.
Is that why?
Yes.
Well, I want to invite him over.
14% of people say they're cat people. 46% say they're dog people.
What about the others?
Well, 5% say they hate animals, all of them.
Oh, that's Human.
Yuck.
That's Human right there.
God, Human, you're the worst.
Yeah,
about 2 out of 5 cat owners have more than one. Mm. Somehow I ended up with 2. I didn't mean to.
What, because Stinky lives there now?
Yep. I mean, he doesn't live there, but our neighbor's cat is in. He's over all the time.
Is he in your house?
Like,
you let him in?
No, we keep the food in the garage. Uh-huh. The food in this one endless water thing that we just keep filled. Mm-hmm. And I'll go in there, and there's Stinky having a meal. What is his name? Sparky. Now you got me saying Stinky.
I mean, his name's Stinky.
No, his name's Sparky.
My name's Stinky. Oh, there you are. I have a friend.
Hi, Garage Cat. I'm here. I'm here to hang out. You want to lick each other's butts or anything?
You can't say that. What is wrong with you?
I can't say that. That is what cats do to each other, though. I just dump myself.
Your first day back. There you go.
You know, it's cats, so I didn't think it would be a problem.
Really.
Shut up, Brent. We dumped you.
You got
yesterday.
Some salad over there?
That was
you
interesting.
You got dumped? What'd you do?
It was a soundbite that I didn't think was that explicit, to be honest. But whatever.
Oh, my. What was it?
No,
tell
we
me.
Can't say it. We'll tell you on
what's wrong with you?
I can't say it on the air.
Well, you can hint about it. I can figure it out.
I'll show you the gestures. It's just this.
Don't say it.
Just say that. You know?
Spread eagle?
Yeah.
Basically,
there was something else.
Yeah.
Anyway, our text is 800.
Way to go, Ben.
707 says, really trying to cut back on the soda for health reasons, but now I want one, thanks to Sarah and Vinny.
Sorry.
We were just talking about stuff.
You know what's great? Water. And it really is.
That's usually what I drink.
Yep. Give me a nice water with some ice cubes in it.
925 says, please do a Big Brother roundup. Oh, have you been watching?
I'm all caught
up. So you're caught up.
Yeah. We caught up yesterday.
You know, every season I see the new cast, and every season I go, this cast sucks. Yep. I am not going to like this show. I'm so bummed. They did a terrible job.
And then by episode three, you're like, I'm in. I'm fully in.
I'm fully locked in.
I have favorites. I'm ready to go. Yeah, it's good. I love the whole disruptive nature of, like, I love the hacker thing.
Well, it's really hard to figure out what's, there's too much stuff in play right now.
There's so much in play. And I don't even know how all the powers work. Like, I don't even really know what Tyler's power is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
The cloud thing.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I think he had to use it before he got put up.
I don't know, but.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't, but, well, it ended and they didn't say.
Yeah.
But it's cool that he's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the one I thought was going to win it.
You don't think so anymore?
The fact that Haley had him on her radar is telling to me because I think that I really felt like he was playing the center of the house really, really well.
Right, but she's someone who went, I've looked at the people who were there and this guy is skating through. So she's, it's not surprising.
I thought she was going to go Brett all the way. He's a big target. There are people who hate him.
He has arrows. I swear, sometimes I have cartoons going on in my head. But I swear there's arrows pointing at him every time he walks into a room. He's just enemy number one to a group of people.
I know. You know, I thought that his exchange with Bailey at the start of Sunday night's show, where he said, you know, I wasn't throwing you under the bus.
Right.
I was trying to stay in the house. You put me on the block,
right.
And I said what I had to do.
Well, she's out of hand. I think
she just won't listen to anybody.
She's going to end up getting herself thrown out because she's playing a terrible social game.
Well, that's what they're trying to, you know, that's the head of household's end game for this week if she can make it happen. Yeah, it's so good.
Tonight, 8 o'clock.
Oh,
right?
My God, tonight. That's
tonight.
Right. Oh, I'm so excited. Tomorrow
Wednesday
we'll be
somehow.
Talking about
that.
I know. All right, we're going to take a quick, Big Brother. That's right. Stupidest show that's so awesome on television. The Billboard Hot 100, right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.